I can't say that it's going to be warmer on Saturday for Gasparilla, but the bees will be flying, but unfortunately some of those get in the bay. And Debbie Stone from the Florida Aquarium is joining me again this morning. We've talked about this year after year, trying to keep those bees out of the bay. But Debbie, unfortunately, they end up in there. So what do we do about that?
Well, the great news is that the Florida Aquarium has partnered with the McDonald's Training Center. And if folks bring in any beads that they have collected, whether it's from the street or on the shoreline, we're running a promotion. Actually, it's on right now. It started on the 24th, goes through February 22nd. And you can get up to 50% off general admission for up to four people by bringing in your beads.
Now, do you have to bring in a certain amount of beads or just make sure you clean up whatever you can find?
Absolutely. It's whatever you can find. There's no minimum and there's certainly no maximum. We've had people bring in literally buckets.
You know what? I believe it. Even after seeing the children's parade, I mean, I don't see how some of those kids were standing up with the amount of beads they had around their neck.
Yeah, it would seem like they would fall forward. But that's a great example. Even some beads obviously break and fall and that kind of thing. But even beads that are in good condition, sometimes you can think about how many beads do you really need to keep in your house? How much clutter do you really need to have? So maybe keep the ones that are your favorites and then bring in the other ones to the Florida Aquarium. You get a discount. You get to have a great day. And it's win-win.
Why is it so bad for those beads to get into the bay?
Well, there's a few reasons. One of the most obvious ones is there are some species that if their stomachs are full, they're not going to eat the nutritious food that they really need. So there's kind of the obvious one of you don't want animals out there eating things that fill up their stomachs and provide not only no nutritional value, but could also cause actual gastrointestinal damage. But the other thing is that a lot of the plastics that are making up these beads, they don't ever really go away. Mm-hmm. They just break down over time and become microplastics. So the reality is that every species out there has the potential to consume these plastics, even the very little ones that are just consuming microplastics without realizing it. So they remain in the environment basically forever. And a lot of folks don't know that. They might go away visibly, but they never truly go away. So we want to keep them out to begin with. That's the best case scenario.
You also, are you part of the underwater cleanup the day after the parade?
We are. And it's a lot of fun because people don't necessarily think about that, but we don our dive gear, get underwater, and actually get them right out of the bay. So some of the ones that make it past the shorelines, we try to get those. But if they do make it past and they get into the water, we can actually get in there and actually get them out. So that's a lot of fun. Our divers really enjoy it because you get a nice dive in while you're doing something great for the environment.
It's a very good thing. And you're giving these Gasparilla beads, at least some of them, a second life. And you mentioned the McDonald Training Center. What do they do?
So the wonderful thing there is they actually clean the beads and repurpose them and resell them. So the McDonald Training Center be a not-for-profit that provides workforce training for employment pathways for life enrichment opportunities for folks with disabilities. They get an opportunity to do some work and make some money and help. It's, again, a win-win. So it provides an opportunity for practical on-the-job training and so forth. So it's a great opportunity because, again, for them being a nonprofit, for us being a nonprofit, being able to partner like this is a great example of community collaboration that benefits everyone.
It really is. Let's remind everybody once again about the beads. I'm going to get the title wrong here. Getting the beads out of the bay, why we want to do this and where to bring them.
Yeah. So the Bead Free Bay promotion, Bead Free Bay.
There we go.
Yeah, January 24th through February 22nd. So it's in existence right now. It just kicked off. And you can bring beads to the Florida Aquarium, again, now between now and February 22nd, to redeem up to 50% off up to four general admission tickets. And there's no minimum, there's no maximum. We just want you to do what you can to get the beads out of the bay.
Absolutely. So if whether you went to the children's parade or you're going to Gasparilla this weekend where it's going to be chilly, just make sure they don't end up in the bay. Don't get them. I know they also get a lot of them out of the trees every year. It's a lot of fun to live in South Tampa, but after Gasparilla, there's a lot of cleanup.
There sure is.
Well, Debbie Stone, Florida Aquarium, thank you so much. For more information, it's flaquarium.org, correct?
Absolutely.